I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-minute reset. I'm thinking today about the question of who, or maybe it should be whom. When we think about our business, we always think about what we do or why we do it. And when we think about our work in general, but a great question is, who do we do it for? Who is the receiver of the work we do, and whose life do we change as a result of what we do? And this could be in a small way or a large way. And it's not always a customer. It could be somebody within your company. It could be somebody who you just influence the work that they do. But I think if we actually stopped to think more often about whose life is better as a result of what I do and the way I do it, I think this could give us focus. And maybe we should have pictures on our walls and screensavers on our computer of the people whose lives are different as a result of our work. And that might keep us focused.
You know, Pat, one thing we do in our ministry, which is also functions as a business, right? Where people have to come in and do a lot of work and stay focused on what we're doing. Whenever we get a testimonial, we text it all around to each other. We treat that like the big win of the day. If it's someone emailing or texting in, "You touched my heart or life in this way." The thing that where businesses could go wrong is if we keep front and center all the time the bottom line. And here's the money today, right? No. Get those stories in front of every one of your employees, because that's the why. And if you do that, dude, the money will take care of itself.
Yeah, it's so funny. We think about the numbers, or like we have a thing on our a thermometer on our wall here that shows the number of people signing up for these classes that we teach, which I love to see, and it makes me very happy. But it's when you get a quote back from somebody, or you get a video that somebody sends us telling us how it impacted their life, that's what motivates us. Mm-hmm. And we can bring those things to the forefront. The more we can cut through, and granted, it's often anecdotal, and you can't run a whole business through anecdote, because you could have great anecdotes, but the numbers are going down and you're going to go out of business. But the anecdotes are what drive us, and they make our hearts come alive. And sometimes we mistakenly believe that people work for numbers or goals on the wall, when what they really work for is the pleasing and the serving of people.
Yeah. And you know, if you've let that drive you, gosh, I hope this doesn't happen for you. But even if you do run your business goes out and you run out of money, at least you got to look back and say, you know, along the way, we blessed a lot of people. We helped a lot of people. I mean, that's the big win. That's the super lotto right there. If you could look back at your career and know that you did that. And Jesus modeled this for us. It wasn't just about him putting programs in place. Throughout the Gospels, especially the Gospel of John, you see constant interactions one-on-one with people. You knew that for him, it was about people, about serving God by loving people.
That's right. So let's pray about that. God, help us not to get lost in the numbers, but to focus on the human beings whose lives we change. Help us never to lose sight of that, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.